A lot of talk surrounding the use of AI on social media recently. After a song created by AI used the voice of music artist Drake and The Weeknd was taken down by streaming services. Well, the winner of a major photography award has refused his prize after revealing his work was created using AI. German artist Boris Eldegson's entry, which was entitled Pseudomnesia, the Electrician, won the Creative Open category last week for the Sony World Photography Award. He said he used the picture to test the competition, but also he wanted to create a discussion around the future of photography and what it actually means. Well, if you go to his website, he admitted the extent of the AI was used, but he also said he'd been a cheeky monkey. Well, I've got Fevzi Turklap, friend of the show, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast on the line. Wow, Fevzi, this is something to talk about, isn't it? It's got everyone talking, this one.
It is. And first of all, it's an amazing image. I mean, you wouldn't know that that wasn't a vintage photograph. It looks very, very real, but also a little bit spooky. It's probably why it's won. So he won this award, the Sony World Photography Award 2023. He did apparently advise them beforehand that it was what he called a co-creation using AI. But what he meant by co-creation was that he gave the AI prompts of what he wanted to see. So he might have described two women of different generations, black and white, vintage look. And then the AI would have produced a number of images and he might have honed it through a conversation. So to what extent he's the co-creator, it's debatable. But he says he wasn't interested in the prize money. He just wanted to have a discussion about it. And I think we do need to have a discussion about it, isn't it? Because to what extent is AI just a tool like Photoshop that we own and that we can use, and you know, and to what extent should AI be
also
limited?
Isn't the wider conversation what happens to the basic human skill that we often celebrate? You know, the human eye, especially when you talk about photography, is that taken away by using AI?
I don't think that it is. I mean, for one thing, people don't have to use AI. They can continue to take photos in whichever way they want to. And, you know, photography has changed a lot over the years. And as I say, you know, there were techniques that we used to have in dark rooms, and now we have Photoshop and similar softwares. It's just a question of what you want to allow. It's a bit like sports. To what extent, you know, should performance enhancing drugs be allowed in sport? We can use technology to enhance what we do. It's a question for the competition to decide what's acceptable. I think one thing I would say is it goes beyond this, because what happens when the AI acts independently of a human creator? It's not a collaboration. The AI, without prompting, acts as an artist or a photographer and creates its own images. Should it be allowed to enter? If the AI is property, can it own property?
Something, isn't it? I mean, that's oftentimes, as you're talking, all I keep thinking about is Skynet in Terminator, because that's that kind of, and I know I shouldn't, but that's where the mind skips to when you talk about AI creating its own work and whatever possibilities there could be. The wider conversation, though, because there are some who are very passionate about this, that when you are doing, especially in the world of arts, if you're writing a novel, if you're painting a painting, if you are taking a photograph as a professional photographer, the basics should come down to you, the human, doing this, not having any involvement of AI. So do you think that this wider debate is going to go on a lot further, and award ceremonies across the board are going to have to change what they accept and do not accept?
Yeah, I suspect what might happen is that you might end up with different categories. So you might have ones with AI-free categories, and then those where people have used AI tools and have prompted the creation rather than created it, you know, with their own hands. I also suspect in the future, a little bit further down the line, that there will be a third category for the AI entrants themselves.
As they usually say, Fevzi, watch this space. And I guarantee you and I will be speaking in the coming months about this. Thank you for joining me on Radio London. Fevzi Turklap, editor of GadgetDetective.com, host of the Gadget Detective podcast.